for our more dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. CITR Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Make it louder.
Make it louder. Woo.
I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting Radio Pizza Party. Live from 101.9 CITR at the University of British Columbia.
From the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples.
Good to know. I'm Jack Lamming. I am your main host, nobody else but me. My co-host is who?
Ashy Larry Tristan Wheeler.
All right, and we have a pretty big week. We haven't had a week. We are about to have a week. We have our
About to have a life coming forward.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, this is the ground floor to all our new fans.
Yes.
We have a pretty big guest this week. He's one of the biggest comedians in the UK. He's coming to town on the 15th or the 16th?
16th. 16th. Tuesday.
Okay.
He also, his net worth is $6 million.
Wow, that's more than I'll ever make.
Yeah,
and
in a day.
Here he is. So let's introduce him.
Mr. Russell
Howard.
Hi, what's up, eh?
What's up, lads?
Oh, nice to be on the show, eh? Yeah.
That's a perfect accent. Where are you from, Russell?
Oh, from England, probably. Where? Yorkshire, about? Somewhere around there, some shire.
One of the shires.
One of the shires, yeah.
Okay. So what's it like being such a huge comedian? You seem you came so fast into the public persona.
All right. That's a nice way to put it. I like that. You know, came fast into the public persona. came fast. But, you know, I don't know. I'm just doing what I do. You know, it's just having a good time. Just laugh. Make people laugh on stage. It's a good old, right old, hearty time, you know, fucking... I'm sorry, Russell Howard.
It's okay.
I've got such a party mouth, you know, I'm probably such used to it that
yeah,
it's hard to reel it in sometimes, you know.
Reel it in. So we have some questions for you about your act. What do you think aliens look like? As a British man, obviously.
Yes.
Oh. It's probably, I don't know, the first thing that comes to mind is some hybrid between Margaret Thatcher and James Bond.
James Wan?
James Bond.
Oh, James Bond.
Can I say that in the R?
You can say James Bond. The words aren't copyrighted.
Right.
So, does your material change if you're doing a really small venue versus like a huge place?
Because
you've sold out
the
O2. What was it like to sell out the O2?
What was it like? Well, it's probably us. Totally, I saw the numbers and I just totally blew my mind. I was like, "Dear God, I made it, lads! I bloody made it!" I screamed in joy. I called my mom. Hands thrown in the air. It's like, I started off like just a young lad talking about inappropriate things, and I didn't really think that I'd catch on so fast. But hey,
you were just a lovable lad from Liverpool.
Lovable lad from Liverpool, yeah. Pool of livers.
You go jump in a pool and eat some liver out there.
Okay, so how are you liking Canada so far?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Yeah. BC? You have such a cool transportation system. Like, over there in the UK, we got called the tube.
Wait,
we call it like, tube.
You have £6 million, not dollars, and yet you're riding the public transit?
What? You know, how can you get a feel of the city if you don't ride the transit, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah, you gotta get the material.
What's your favorite SkyTrain line?
SkyTrain? Well, I don't know, probably the Expo.
Ooh, Expo's a good
one. No, you know, the Millennium line. That sounds cool.
Sounds cool.
Over here, you got the SkyTrains. Yeah. Over in the UK, we just got the tube. Like, it's so much cooler over here. Like,
they're the ground trains.
Oh, you know.
If you couldn't work as a comedian, what career would you have?
I don't know. Probably homeless. I don't know. You know, like you walk down Vancouver Street, you see.
Sorry, where's Vancouver Street?
Oh, I don't know. Probably somewhere in. I don't know. I just got it all right. Like, you think I know the city?
This city.
City, Well, you know, you walk down the street, you see, it's a really good time. You see all sorts of ethnicities.
Yes.
It's a really diverse city. But, you know, you also have the temper.
And you're obviously a white British guy.
Right?
Yeah, obviously.
Well, I don't know. That's up for debate, but that's a story for another time.
Ooh, I think we just hit something here.
It's up for debate whether or not you're a white British guy. What else would you be?
You know, like
perhaps a small Vietnamese man, like just perhaps throwing curveballs out there.
If you didn't know, I was touring in Asia recently, and I've got like this really wild disease. You know, it's like the Michael Jackson disease that turned to skin white, except for Asians. It just made me yellow. I was eating a mango one day and. Right, I looked in the mirror and I'm like, oh, dear God, what's been happening? And of course, called my mom. I'm like, Mom, what's going on with me?
your son's Asian.
I've been bathing in ginseng. I think it's had something to do with my blood. I think it's changed my DNA or something. You know, probably become a mutant. Radioactive waste, I believe. You know,
oh my God.
This has got off so many rails already.
No, they are in China. They didn't say it was that clean, but I didn't think it was that dirty, right? Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Oh my God.
Well, okay. Why don't we...
We have a quick game that we always like to play with our guests. It's called Would You Rather.
Why don't we do that later, legit?
No, we have to do that with our guests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
What do you mean legit?
Well, you think I'm not legit?
Are you trying to say this isn't a real guest we have here?
Okay.
Let me play the theme song.
All right, if you
us.
Can play the theme song. Jack is actually on the ones and twos for once here.
Would you rather want to hurt me? Would you rather want to make me cry? Would you rather want to burn me?
Is this the one where I clear my
Would
voice?
Would you rather want to see me fly?
That was...
The Would You Rather.
Would You Rather, which ends very abruptly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so our first Would You Rather for you, Arhau, is Would You Rather live...
Arhau,
in...
Yes.
Arhau, Russell Howard.
Yeah, Russell Howard. Mr. Howard, of
Russell
course.
Brand, would you rather...
Oh, whoa.
Would you rather live in a world with no laws, or every day you are punched in the face by Jude Law?
Jude Law. what's Jude Law, first of all?
He's an actor.
He's an actor.
Oh,
Tristan. Oh,
yeah.
D-Bone, pull up a photo of Jude Law.
Oh, pull up a photo of Jude Law while you're doing this.
Let me look at this bloke first before I get punched in the face by him.
This lad, he's one of your countrymen.
I never heard of him.
You haven't heard of all of your countrymen?
Probably not.
He's this man. I don't know what big movies he was in recently.
He was in The Young Pope.
Oh, yeah, he's in
The Young Pope.
He's
yeah.
in The Young Pope. I think he was Enemy at the Gates. This guy, essentially. I'm showing it. For that the record show, I'm showing him a picture
he
of Jude
is
Law.
A dashingly handsome, balding British man.
Yeah, that hairline is receding.
Okay, so who would you choose? Punched in the face by Jude Law every day, or there are no laws at all?
Probably Jude Law. Yeah.
Okay. Why? What's your reasoning?
You think about it.
Mr. Russell Howard.
You live in a world with no laws, then anybody can punch you in the face. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
Good.
No, they don't even need to punch you. In fact, they can shoot you. They can stab you.
They can shoot you in the
shank
face.
You, so to speak. They can do all sorts of things to you.
A British slang. Shank.
Shank. No, I'm pretty sure shank. Anyway, next question. We don't have very long with you, Mr. Howard.
Yeah, Mr. Howard. Oh. I know your time's valuable.
I don't want to waste your time.
Would you rather? This is our last one. Then we have to end the interview.
Yeah.
Would you rather roll a boulder up a hill every day, only to have it roll back down right before you reach the top, or be forced to read the same 20-page children's story to a child who never ages or learns the message of the book? Both options are for eternity. We will not show you a photo of the child.
Oh, baby. Oh, probably the child. Probably the child.
The child?
Child
okay.
story, yeah. Right, I figure, you know, you tell the child the story, and he just spouts nonsense every time.
Nonsense?
And you just have a good laugh.
A laugh.
He doesn't get, the story. He doesn't understand anything. You tell it to him a billion times, you get a billion different answers.
Do you think this kid would take the piss out of you? Would you say that, Russell Howard, British comedian?
Would you be able to lean back a little bit from the mic?
Am I too
Tristan,
close?
Tristan Wheeler, Canadian close? Comedian?
Well, I don't know if I can take the piss from a child.
You know,
I don't know about that, Mr. Tristan.
Give me your bee.
You know, us here in the UK.
All right, Russell Howard, it has been a bewildering experience having you here. Thanks for calling in.
Alright, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been, I won't say it's been great, because I don't want to lie to you, but thanks for coming on. And we're going to play you out with a British song.
Oh, we're doing that.
We're doing a song. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
It's called You Raise Me Up by Celtic Woman.
self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Hey guys, we are back with Radio Pizza
Radio
Party.
Pizza Party.
Radio Pizza Party. We just heard some songs from Celtic Woman that definitely weren't hits, and a couple PSAs about things.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I feel like I should explain what just happened to everyone. That was not Russell Howard.
Also, we're on 101.9.
CITR, broadcasting live from where?
UBC.
Well, that's good to hear. Okay. This last week, we've had a time. We got an email from our programming director, the wonderful Madeline, saying that this comedian...
Should we be using names? Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just saying. You know, maybe we don't want to out anybody.
Okay. We don't have time, so I'm just going to tell the story. So what happened was, we got this email about this comedian coming to town, Russell Howard, who's apparently
a famous comedian.
Like, huge in the UK. And... it was like, do you guys want to do this interview? And if you're a longtime listener to the show, Ben and Dwayne and Oli, you know that like we're a small-time thing. We've just had our friends on.
Yeah.
And sometimes our old roommates. And we're like, this is an insane opportunity. So we got ready to do it. And it all eventually came together. And it was going to happen yesterday at 11 a.m.
Yes.
We get into the booth. We're in an off-air booth. We're going to record it and then play it for 15 minutes today.
Yeah.
It was a 15-minute on-air interview. And I'm talking with the publicist. And she gives us this number to call, and we have this, like, it's a long-distance code.
Yeah.
But we also had to dial in 5 other digits to dial out of both Canada and to the UK.
Yes.
Which made the long-distance number not work. And then we ended up having to call the publicist, who then called Russell Howard's people, who then called the studio phone.
Yeah.
And then that call got dropped when we tried to transfer it to the boards. And by that time, Tristan had to go to work.
Yeah.
And we got another call from the publicist saying, okay, this isn't going to work. Russell's out of time, but we can do it at 1:20.
Yes.
So I stayed here. I just sort of hung out in the cafe area for 2 hours. And I came back in at 1 o'clock. I called the studio phone with my cell phone. Tristan's gone. He's at work. He has no idea of any of what's going on. Yeah, I called the studio phone with my cell phone, tested it, everything worked. I recorded myself. And then I come back. I get a call at 1:22. I get Victoria, Russell's someone.
First someone.
Someone. And then I talk to Russell for a bit. He's a wonderful man.
30 seconds of
speech.
Yeah,
I took 30 seconds. He's like, hey, how are you? I'm gonna patch you through. Okay, see you in a minute. And then I patch him through. I do all the correct stuff.
He's putting quotation marks in the
quotation
air.
Here, I'll do them close to the mic. I patch it through, and I can just hear sort of like,
oh wow,
like weird
ASMR.
Like just sort of things like moving around in the background, like
really?
Oh.
No, you didn't. Yeah.
It was like being out in space. No, I can just hear nothing, and then I put it back out of the boards, and they were like, hey, Jack, we can't get this to work on our end or your end. I'm going to give you my cell number, says Victoria, and we'll call you, or you call us if you can get this fixed. And she gives me her UK cell number, and then we're back to the start.
Oh. Yeah.
So, and then Madeline comes in and hits one button, and the problem on our end is fixed.
Yeah.
Wow. And so I screwed it up because of that, and then Madeline fixed it, and then the phone screwed us up again because I then couldn't dial out to Victoria's number.
Oh. So and Jack,
this screwed it up. Okay, so yeah, it's all screwed up. Russell yeah. Howard, R.I.P. We almost had you.
Yeah. Jeez.
So we figured we had a special guest coming in.
And you know what? We talked about this man on our first ever episode, and second episode. Maybe.
I think almost every episode.
Almost
since
every
you've
episode.
At least me. Yeah. Oh, me, not Russell Howard.
No, okay. Yeah. No, we're talking to the man in front of us.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So, a man I've tried to explain to people, and
it is it's impossible.
He's snapping his fingers. He's pointing at me.
Such a legend.
What's that?
So we had him play Russell Howard. He did a beautiful job. I don't think anybody could tell. Not even Russell.
I actually got a
text from him.
I got a text
saying,
from him.
How'd you get me on the show?
And Nick thought it might have been real.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
He was confused.
All right. I guess I'm David Pham, ex-roommate of Jack Lamming and Tristan Wheeling. Yeah. Yeah, we met one fateful semester in University of Victoria, UVic, and that was a beautiful time.
It was a wonderful time.
A wondrous time of magic.
Absolutely.
And miracles.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, my first experience outside of my home was with these two men, essentially. Cole, then that was
Cole,
he was an absentee
roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was around. We all lived together. I remember you went to class every day for, I'd say, a week and a half. And then, was the GameCube there from the start?
It got introduced.
Because that was when everything hit the fan.
It got introduced. I remember it was Cole's GameCube.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I didn't even play it that much. That wasn't the reason why.
That's true. What was the reason? Let's hear it.
I seem to remember coming home to you 8 hours into a Smash Bros. spin. Or at least a good couple hours.
Yeah. What was the reasons in the David Pham's life?
Oh, do you want to get the full story?
I mean, every story.
As long as it's fun.
Every story. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's fun. It's kind of like existential dread.
Existential dread. Yeah, like, let's. Maybe. We can kind of hit it a little.
All right.
We can hit it and quit it. We won't do very long.
Hey, all right. Well, so basically what happened was, you know, as a boy, I was taken care of by my parents very well. They're very amazing cooks.
Yeah, you'd go home for like one or two weekends, and it was just an insane Vietnamese feast table.
Oh,
it
yeah, you get
awesome.
Pictures and
yeah,
stuff.
I just
yeah.
brought back, and I remember I brought back like this really good curry one time.
Yeah, that stuff looked amazing, dude.
But
sure.
As a result, I never learned how to cook. Like, it was never necessary, so I guess I just never did it. And
oh,
it was too
man.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Do I remember
that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
They're like, you know. So I get to university and I'm living in cluster housing.
Cluster 53.
There's no
53 302. Yeah.
302.
Yeah. And there's no meal plans, so you're basically responsible for buying the groceries, cooking, all that sorts of stuff. And I didn't know how to do any of it. So
I remember one day I had carrots and hummus.
Yeah.
And you looked at me like I was eating a raw chicken breast.
Probably.
And you're just like, wait.
Yeah.
You can eat carrots raw.
I remember it. Yeah, because I actually don't know anything about cooking at all. So like,
do you still not cook?
I still don't.
Oh come on!
What happens when you move out? What are you going to do?
Nothing was learned. Well, nothing was learned about cooking, but I learned a lot about other things.
That's
I don't know.
Nice. Learned a lot about pizza pops. That's very damn sure.
And so since I just didn't really know how to cook, I had like 5 courses a semester. Mm-hmm. I was really, really like under the workload.
And what were you majoring in again?
Physics and astronomy.
Damn.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I didn't take, this is like a little side note, but physics is basically calculus applied to the real world.
Yeah.
And I didn't know any calculus.
Oh,
I was learning them both at the same
man.
Time. So I had no clue what was happening.
It is insanity.
In any class. And it was every class I remember coming in, and the teacher would go so fast. You would just be like vomiting out notes at 1,000 words a minute, and everyone's really chill. Everyone's got it. And I'm looking around, and everyone looks real relaxed. And I'm like, I asked the people around me, and I'm asking them, what the hell's going on? And they're just saying, like, you didn't do calculus in high school? And then,
way to go, idiot.
Yeah, and then I remember the teacher asking, like, who here's done calculus before? And essentially everyone raised their hands. And I'm like, oh no. So that class was just like hieroglyphics class for me. It was symbols, formulas, writing
brutal.
It all down madly, and getting swept in by the tsunami of work. And so yeah, I come home from all these classes, labs. I'm very tired. I don't know how to cook. I don't even know where to start learning how to cook. I remember Jack and Tristan teaching me how to make mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
I ate those leftovers for probably a week.
You ate mashed potatoes for so long. And mashed potato leftovers? You know, like eating grout.
You know, I loved it. I enjoyed it. Because it was better than pizza pops and cereal. And that was my main staple of food.
Oh,
pizza
yeah. Pops. You're the rice cooker.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, the rice.
And the rice cooker,
pizza pop on a bed of rice. I remember you did that.
No, no, that's never happened.
No, that happened. I swear to God, that happened.
That has never happened. I swear. I can
fully trust. Was there a soy sauce drizzle?
No, there wasn't soy sauce. I don't think it was that much. I swear you put. You it was like late at night or something, and you were it was like leftover rice and leftover pizza pop or something.
Oh well, basically, well in the morning. I would wake up at probably 7 p.m. 8 p.m.
Yeah, I remember waking up and like having breakfast at around 8, and you'd be there. I'm like, "Oh, you're up early." And you're like, "Nope, I am going to bed."
Yeah.
And did was it you or Tristan that like pinned up a towel so you could sleep during the day? You did it once, like, "Come into my room, check this out," and you closed the door behind us, and it was like being in a catacomb.
Oh, it was completely dark. Yeah.
It was pitch black. Okay, but yeah, I don't know how you'd sleep all day. You managed to do
it. Just because my sleep schedule was so messed up.
You just, yeah.
It was insane.
After a while and after being just so done in and not being able to catch up with any of my work, I dropped four out of five, and I lived on campus with only one course. Only one.
Which I didn't think they let you do.
Well, the government wasn't happy, you know.
Oh, really?
Well, I said I'd take five courses, right? So they gave me enough funding for five courses.
Oh.
I think you have to take three minimum to get student loans, but I dropped down, and they sent me an email saying how I had to, like, pay them back a certain amount.
Oh.
And I was just, oh, but.
That's wild. I remember talking to our friend Drew, and he was in one of your computer programming courses.
Yeah.
And he says at one point the professor was like, "Okay, so this is due in a week." And you put your hand up and went, "I already did that."
Yeah.
And everybody knew you were just taking one course. And you're like, this kid.
I don't even know if I did that. Oh, that's weird. Why would I just announce to the class I finished?
I already did that.
No, I think that's bogus. Maybe I just told him in private. And he got a little peeved. Because I remember for the last assignment of that course, we were supposed to do like a bunch of small things.
Yeah.
And I looked at how much it was worth. And I just decided, that was my only course, right? I decided, yeah, I'm just not going to do it, whatever, you know. It's not even it's not even worth the effort, I guess. At that point, I was so done in. I was so just exhausted and tired and not even able to do anything, really. I went completely nocturnal. I remember my friends who worked graveyard shift, when they got home, 6, 7 in the morning, I was still up. And then I would hit them up. I'm like, "Hey, you guys want to play like CS:GO? You guys want to play some games?
Yeah.
You just want to chill out on Skype for a hot few hours?"
Yeah.
And
you used to play video games all the time. You shared a wall that was directly opposite.
Yeah. There was that happened a few times. It was early in the morning, like 5, and I just hear you like, "It's fine. I'm over it." But it would be like, "Yep, I'm playing the friggin' goal!" Like,
it was heated. Yeah.
It's like through the wall.
Wasn't there a fruit fly once, and he punched it, and your head was against
the
wall?
Yeah, yeah. Remember that?
The fruit fly licked it off.
Yeah. Okay,
the fruit fly.
Not bad, dude. Yes. Oh, the fruit flies. Yeah,
that was brutal.
Our cluster was not clean at all. Oh, jeez.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So I think we should go on to a little something we got prepared.
Which one? We have two of them.
You have the thing. You have
okay.
The,
if
the
you
thing.
Can grab a certain something out of my bag, Tristan.
Okay. While you're doing that,
I'm gonna roll a quick theme song that somebody may know from a certain cartoon that they may have heard at some point in their childhood.
Oh God!
No, play that.
Oh God! My Spotify.
Play. What are you doing?
My Spotify was still out.
This is why I'm not on the ones.
For a daydream believer and a homecoming queen.
What is that? It's a little game we like to call Davy Jones Locker.
So close your eyes, David.
So, David, we want you to close your eyes. I have your locker in front of me, or in my hand.
And you have to guess what's in it. It could be anything. Could be spiders.
You could reach in, and you have to find out what's in it. So your eye closed. You're doing that thing where you're squinting, and you're trying.
That's my normal.
That's not it. That's not what I'm trying to say.
I understand. I understand. You know, it's hard to tell.
No, but your eyes are flickering like you're trying to. Okay. All right. I'm going to grab your hand. Here's the. Here. And then reach inside. Oh.
Can you tell us what it is?
What is inside that?
Okay.
That your chest.
Pen caps.
How did he know?
And that was Davy Jones' locker. All
right. Sweet. Were they pen caps?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were.
Oops. That means... Yeah, that's right, baby. Welcome to my locker.
That's when David Jones was on SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, like from like the Kinks?
I think so. He was in a pink velour shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I came up with that game just because I wanted to make the Davy Jones joke. So that was
Davy
that
Jones
whole
joke.
Davy Jones. What else should we do in this 25 minutes we have left?
Well, today we didn't pick a topic, David, today. Because we figured we have enough. I think we can muster enough strength.
Okay. Just from ourselves.
To have a show. This might be a horrible mistake. And this might just be us talking about things that no one cares about in
like,
our past
no,
life.
No, there, when there's we some great to things. Fruit flies. We could do a quick topic. Quick to pick.
Nah, it's fine now.
I just like to wrap up my last little diet thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Of course.
Tell us more about your food.
Yeah. For the last month of school, I remember just thinking to myself, like, the effort it would take to cook and how much I'd need to just whatever. And I decided, oh, screw that. That's not even worth it. So for the last month, I was like, it's already almost over. I'm so close. I'm just going to eat cereal every day for every meal until I'm done for the last month.
I remember that.
I remember that.
That's what I did.
Vividly.
Yeah.
Hey.
And we're like, hey, you should try to at least get, like, Vector or something.
Yeah, that's right.
And then
I was eating the healthy cereal at least.
Yeah.
I lost like 15 pounds.
Yeah, you were very skinny. Right?
You were way skinny.
Yeah, I lost the freshman 15. Yeah.
The freshman
body. Meanwhile, I had gained 30 pounds. I felt like I was sucking your life.
Oh, really?
First.
You gained 30 pounds?
Jeez. Yeah, I gained 35 pounds over last school year.
Of not like muscle,
of muscle
though, too.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Brag about it.
Yeah.
I'll work out. Nice.
I might have.
Well, David, let's now that we haven't seen each other for a while, me and you,
and they're just looking deep into each other's
eyes.
Right,
so tell
it's
me,
intense.
Tell the people, what are some misadventures you've been having? Havening.
Well, I love that movie.
Oh, there's that one time I remember. I think it was like the end of the last school year, and the music department was having like this little festival, I think, in one of the pubs on campus
at Douglas.
At UBC. It was the UBC.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then I asked Tristan to come, and he said, yeah. I think it was April Fool's Day. And then he agreed to come. I was like, all right, I'll see my mate again after a good long bit of not seeing him. And then that night, I hit him up. I was like, hey, I'm on campus. Where are you at? I'm chilling with my buds. And, you know, there's just no response. There's no response at all.
I'm getting thrown into
and the day after,
I
just send him a little text. I just say, oh, yeah, nice one, dude. You memed on me. Yeah, good joke. You got me, dude. I understand, yeah.
Oh, I've been brought out into the...
This is a public shaming
this
of you.
This is a public shaming of me.
That's just the most recent thing that's come to mind, you know, in relation to you.
Well, I'm sorry, David, that
well,
happened.
Tell us what's happening in relation to yourself.
All right, well,
Jesus.
How's it feel?
Yeah. How does it feel, T-Bone?
You know, I did think that something like this would eventually happen on this show, is where one of us gets like called out.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know. I've just been like studying. I've since.
How are you doing in school now?
I'm doing very well.
Well, that's very good.
Yeah. For the classes I actually care about, I usually get at least an A-. You know, it's just
nice.
Like I find university.
Pretty good.
I mean, for university, it's just generally like you put in the effort, you go to class, and then you get a good mark.
Do you think it was living on your own that messed you up last year?
I think it was living on my own combined with my horrible, horrible study ethic from high school.
And not knowing calculus.
Yeah, not knowing calculus. Oh. Anytime I see physics, I get a little bit just like a flashback. I'm like, seize up a little. You know? Heart starts beating.
No.
Yeah. But Yeah, I just want to talk about some, I guess, some stories of back in the day.
Yeah. Should we go to a quick song first?
Yeah, why don't we go to a quick song? Then
we're
we can
go to a very
talk
fast
more
song.
With David about things that David did and his relations and stuff like
That's great.
And yeah.
All right, David, this is a song. You used to be able to perform this style of music, I remember.
We'll have to get this going after the break.
Oh, yes. All right, we'll see you guys in a minute.
Go, Jack.
His father and his grand are working in a boat, they're building on the River Thames. One day Chip was hard at work, the devil appeared from hell. He had a roll of copper and a bag of bowl of nails. The devil said, "And the Chip, take his nails and copper roll, but you also have to take this rat and I will take your soul." Chip despised the rat and the rat squealed and hissed, but the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he'd get rid of the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with the step to turn it back. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right and he beat him in the eye. The sinners hit the river and smell and the scent and smell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. A yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master and I'll get you, Chip. A lemon goes a bit. A yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master. I'm going to get you. Chip up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stumbled to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats into the planks they drew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around. Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master.
You are listening to Radio Pizza Party! 101.9!
101.9!
101.9.
CITR, broadcasting live from UBC.
Before, I just remembered something that's important. The reason why I'm here is because Kyle took my shift.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
Kyle, the man with the beard.
The man with the beard.
The clutch.
The
what
clutch.
A magical man.
So I just want to make that official shout-out, which I said I was going to give, which I've given.
And it has thus been given.
Has thus been given. We are, of course, here talking with...
David.
The machine.
The machine. Why am I the machine?
The machine.
You're a machine of a man.
A machine of hoovering down those Pop-Tarts. So do you drink a little bit more than you used to back in the day? Because I remember... A few times.
Is this something we can talk about on air?
Are you comfortable talking about this on the air?
I don't really mind.
Okay. Tristan, you were there more times than I was when he was drinking.
When your Shane is your friend.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Yeah.
They came.
Oh. Talking about that time.
I don't know. Do you want?
That's fine.
Is this okay?
That's fine.
So they came over to our place in Cluster. Jack went somewhere, so it was just me and David, and then David's
friends.
I think
he was at Whistler, actually.
He's gone back home. Yeah, he's doing that.
So much.
They came. They were like kind of like they haven't seen each other for a while, so they're getting wild. And I remember I believe it was a Saturday night, I was making cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys ordered pizza? Is that true?
We ordered like three large pizzas.
We had for how many guys?
Four,
was this?
Three dudes.
I think we had like a 4-liter jug of chocolate milk.
Oh yeah,
that
yes.
Comes into play later. Yeah.
And then while you were eating this, you were also drinking. I believe it was Fireball.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Jeez. They were doing little guys, little fellas of the old Fireball.
Little fellas?
You're not allowed to say like.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're allowed to say. You're doing shots of Fireball.
Yeah.
Okay. And David did, I believe...
That was like three or two.
Three or two.
Yeah.
And he was gone. He was out.
There's a very good reason for that, though, actually. If you want to know...
I do.
So, me, Brandon, and Shane, the night before that, actually... You see, Shane had, I think, half-a-year-old brownies. Special brownies that we ate.
Ew.
And they left my stomach like feeling really awful. And I woke up
Who'd have thought, half a year old, nauseous
and headache. And that night, I was still down to drink. You know, I was feeling under the weather, but I was still down to drink, and I had a few shots, and I was hacking it up.
I've been telling people that you just had like a low tolerance.
No.
Damn. When in the year was that? When's your birthday again?
October 12th, 1990. Why am I saying this on the air?
What's your social security number?
Oh my gosh, they're gonna get me. Yeah, it's 1997. Yeah, it's my birthday year.
We're all in the same. Except for Jack. Jack's a year older.
I'm a year older. So you guys are all 19 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all
20. 19. We're all 20. No,
because he's in October.
Oh, right, because mine's in January.
Do you listen?
Mine's in January, so I just think cyclically.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry about my co-host.
So after that night, anytime I drink beer or have the taste of beer, like three sips, I instantly get a headache and I feel like nauseous.
Even though you were drinking Fireball.
Yeah, even though I was drinking Fireball, my body just rejects it.
Your body made beer inside you.
Yeah.
That's weird. That wasn't your birthday, though, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was your birthday.
We were drinking something else. I think it was like Tennessee Honey.
I don't know.
Oh man, it was a bad night. Living in Cluster on its own was
fun
times. Do you remember when we found that stereo? You might not have. Were you still there when we found the stereo?
I don't think you. No, because I found it when I was in sociology, which was second semester.
Yeah, we found this stereo and we put it in the window and just blast like Depeche Mode,
like the radio, waves, like random bits from radio,
like
station.
Student radio, like this, but the UVic equivalent.
Oh, okay.
And then like I'd like and be like blasted full like. And just outside the window.
A guy tried to kick down our door
because
he thought it was a party. He looked like DJ Khaled.
He looked like DJ Khaled, and I think I said that to him.
Yeah.
And then he called me a homophobic slur.
Another one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that was not fun.
Wow.
No, so I was like, okay, if you want to come in, I'm not going to let you in for doing that.
There's somebody currently calling in.
Oh. What's the number?
I don't know. It just says ringing in Brit Columbia.
I hope it's... I don't know who it is. I don't want to... it might be my dad. So we're not calling my dad.
Oh.
Well, Ben did ask me earlier if we were doing Collins, but I said no and he hasn't looked at that message. So I don't think it's Ben. I would not like to answer, nor do I have the capabilities to answer phones.
Yeah, you just...
As we realized yesterday.
Oh.
I'm sorry, whoever's calling in. We are not listening.
Oh, my dad. Okay. It might be my father. Okay.
Well, if you're going to talk about some music and stuff, you know, playing music very loudly.
Yeah.
I remember one time, every weekend, the cluster across from us, they would play Shakira, Hips Don't Lie, right?
Yeah.
Every night, right before they started partying. And I remember one time, to counter that, just as a little,
A little slight.
I remember I walked out of my room and with my laptop, and I had this Sufi prayer music, Islamic Sufi prayer music on it. And I hooked it up to the speaker that Cole had, and I played it out the window, and it was this loud Arabic music. And I remember singing along to it, and Tristan was there, and he was just watching the madness that unfolded. He didn't know what was gonna happen. He was just sitting there eating his lunch or something. It's breakfast, and I just came out. I'm like, hey, Tristan, you mind if I play some music? And he said no. So he didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah. And then I came out, and then I put on the music, and then he was just kind of staring at me in wonderment. Who is this man? God. What is he doing?
I remember it was probably the third night, and you were, it was the third night. So I'm I'm in university. Oh, my God, you know? Mm. And then it was just me and you sitting in that kind of living room part of the room, and you were playing some Irish ballad.
Traditional Irish music.
It must have been some traditional Irish music. And you were singing along to it. I don't know the tune, but I just remember you just going, tremma, tremma. And
that's the one that's playing for the outro.
Oh, is that the one?
Goes, play us out with?
Unpokonbwe,
amyora, skrelum. Can you, wait.
Something
that's
like that. Great. That
for
must
the
be
outro?
It.
Can you sing along to it?
Probably.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay.
And
okay.
If we're talking more about who you are as a man,
yeah,
throat singing became a big part of my identifier with you.
Why? I only did it once or twice.
You did it enough times.
But there was one time. It was Cole and all his friends and
a
us
bunch
and all
of randos,
and it was,
too.
It was a bunch of randoms. And somebody, I think Cole said, yeah, our roommate can throat sing. And you walked by and Cole's like, David, can you throat sing? And you just went and then just kept walking, and we were all flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little thing? Can you still do it?
It's not really good. It was
that's fine.
Good,
it's a hell of a lot better than what I just did.
It sounds something like. Oh, geez.
And you're
so
sure
long,
and you're sure you don't have strep throat.
Yeah, it's just like. You know, I'm not even very good at it, so I don't like to do it, but, you know. Yeah.
That was fantastic. All right, so we're getting reasonably close. We have 7 minutes left. What else do we...
No, we have a little extra time because we didn't start a bit late, and then we usually have a few extra minutes. All right,
let's call it 10 minutes. What other parts of Roommate Life?
What other parts?
What did you think of Victoria? What's we should have picked a topic.
I just
Jack is totally.
After my experience with Uvic, I just have a glaring hatred for Victoria now. You know?
Oh really?
It's just not even warranted. I didn't really explore the.
You
city
only went
at all,
out once.
But I only went out a few times.
I only remember. I remember we went out.
I remember
we didn't
asking
go out,
you.
We just walked around.
I remember asking you how many times you'd been outside of campus, and you said other than to do groceries, twice.
Yeah,
you'd been down for Rifflandia and one other time with us.
Yeah. We as a big group.
Well, I just figured why even bother? what's out there? What's out there that I need to do? Need to see? You know, I was in a rut. I didn't really want to go outside that much, you know. I mean, every weekend I'd still just see what's going on campus. But other than that, I was kind of just chilling. You know?
Chilling.
Mad chilling.
Mad chilling.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, why don't we play a little game?
A little game? What's the game?
Called Would
You
Rather.
Let me play that theme song again. Just give me a second.
Jack is on the ones and twos
the ones
for the first
twos.
Time ever because he's trying to redeem himself.
Trying to redeem myself.
And
I'm doing fine.
Is it just making it worse? Or
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Jack anymore.
Would you
as
look
a
at that? I found it.
All right.
I clear my throat at the beginning of this one.
Is it this one?
No, it isn't. I'm just making fun of you when you do it.
Would you rather wanna burn?
Are you singing?
That's me on her.
Would you rather wanna see me fly?
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, David. Okay, so that's a little game called Would You Rather. I have the Would You Rathers here, and we're going to play it again.
Yes, yeah, so once more time.
Can you hit me with some real slobber knockers? Some real...
some real bumper nickels?
Some real hard-hitting ones, you know? Give me the hard-hitting questions, the lightning round.
All right, my friend who does the theme song, and a man.
What's his name?
A Twitter guy sent these to me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That was a real good cover.
A Twitter man who yeah, he does use Twitter, so that's totally not.
Sorry, he uses what?
Twatter.
Did you say Twatter? Twatter.
You know when you're thirsty, but you also...
I'm always
thirsty.
Oh,
come on.
What? Water.
Okay.
You want
okay.
You want to go drink some
What are the questions?
Okay. 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 David.
Yes.
Would you rather be yourself or a cooler, slightly robotic version of you with laser eyes?
Like, are the laser eyes always shooting?
Yes.
Okay, I just be me. I don't want to look in the face of my loved ones and kill them.
Wait, can you get those cool ruby glasses like in
Yeah, you can get like Cyclops glasses though.
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't really want to be robotic though, you know?
Slightly robotic.
How slightly? Is it like one leg or is like my skin have like a sheen to it and I poop bolts?
Your liver, your kidneys, and your entire large intestine are robotic.
Does that affect my day-to-day comfort at all?
You can't eat solid food. You can only drink motor oil.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, God. Is my tongue robotic?
No, your tongue is flesh, man.
Oh, God. So I taste motor oil every day?
Oh.
Yeah, I'd rather have laser eyes. At least I can wear sunglasses all the time and have an excuse. I can be like, nope, can't take these off.
That's the same one, though.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. So it's either be yourself or a cooler, slightly robotic version of you with laser eyes.
I would definitely be myself.
Yeah, what kind of question?
I mean, I have issues with myself, but I'd still rather
be. Is the question asker where they'd rather be the motor oil drinker. Oh, jeez.
Okay, hit us with the next one.
Okay. Okay. David and Jack.
D and J.
DJ. Hey, DJ, we're on the radio.
Oh.
Hey.
Would you rather have hot cheese melted onto your back every morning for a month, or once every day, a random object you pick up melts like chocolate does, sticking to your hand, forcing you to eat it faster?
Second one. And I will not explain my reasoning.
Okay, David, I'm going to ask you to explain your reasoning, because you're the guest.
The first one. Because, well, say if I'm...
We're going to ask some questions about it, just to make sure that's the one you want, like...
Yeah, yeah. You know, say if I'm holding hands with someone, like, or I'm shaking their hand, and that just happens to be the time that their hand turns to chocolate. Like, how do I just... I can't make it up to them.
You have to eat it, too.
Yeah, I have to eat their hand now. That's not only is that terrible for them, that's cannibalism. Yeah? That's like a double whammy.
Well, you also have to eat it quick, because it's melting. It's all sticky and gross.
Well, that's even worse, you know? It just gets worse and worse. The cheese.
Sounds like my life.
So you'd rather have hot cheese melted onto your back? That hurt.
Yeah, it hurts, but...
Hurts donut.
I figure that...
Do you want one?
you just get used to it after a while, you know?
But you didn't ask how hot the cheese is melted at.
Well, how hot is it?
A billion degrees.
The temperature.
You know, I think if the temperature at the core of the sun was on the head of a pin... for a tenth of a second, people in a 100-mile radius, everyone would die.
Yeah, but this doesn't because you're in a lead room or something. I don't know.
You're in the center of the earth.
Okay.
You're in the center of the earth. You have to go down to the center of the earth every day.
Well,
you have for a month.
It's a quick elevator.
For a month. It's like a 40-minute elevator ride.
Yeah, well, I guess I choose the second one then because I could just wear gloves and, you know.
But the gloves then melt.
Well, that's better than anything else melting.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's a good point. You just need to carry around an extra set of gloves. Because one day they just melt and you'd have to eat them. And then you just wear the gloves for the rest of the day. All right. So we are now at 6:59.
So should... like probably 10 more minutes-ish.
10 more minutes-ish?
Yeah, because we were so late because the bus issues. And it doesn't look like up next, David Love Jones for African Rhythms. He isn't here yet. So I think we can go for a few more minutes here still.
All right. Let's break the law.
Mr. Anderson. You know, tell people about these things, Jack.
Oh my God.
Okay, so another would you rather here. Would you rather have salt in your coffee or sugar in your blood?
Oh man, salt in my coffee.
I'm sweet enough, I'll have salt in my coffee.
Yeah.
You didn't ask how much salt.
How much salt?
You've already said your thing, so it's one drop of coffee to an entire mug of salt.
See, I can solve that problem. I won't drink coffee.
You have to.
What?
What if I just pour more coffee in?
Yeah. You can.
It's an espresso machine.
It goes and then it like goes like at a right angle away from it.
Oh man. Maybe just sugar my blood, you know?
You didn't ask how much sugar.
How much sugar?
Jeez.
One drop of blood for your entire circulation
Would
system.
Would you move and you'd be like
Yeah.
All the sugar grinding around.
Yeah. So yeah, at the end of the day you have to dust off your feet because it's